And now it's time for kitchen science. This one is absolutely fantastic, I have to tell you. I hope you're all waiting at home with your mug, your knife and some rice. Now, last week, Ben and Dave were microwaving bread to measure the speed of light. But this time it's even cooler. They're in Chelmsford with a bag of basmati rice.
Hello, welcome to Kitchen Science. I'm in King Edward VI Grammar School today in Chelmsford, and I'm here with David.
Hi.
And I'm also here with Stephen.
Hello.
And, of course, I'm here with Dave Ansell.
Hi there.
Today, we're going to be looking at what Dave's called jammy rice. Now, I can see that he's got a bowl full of basmati rice. He's got a big, sharp knife, which obviously you must be careful with, but he's also got an empty jam jar. Now, Dave, what on earth are we doing with these?
Okay, first of all, you want to fill the jar right up with basmati rice. So, Stephen, if you'd like to do that, you might want a piece of paper to act as a funnel.
Dave's now going to roll up a piece of paper to act as a funnel, and Stephen here is going to pour all the basmati rice into the jar.
Possibly not quite all of it, otherwise we'll make a horrible mess. That's probably plenty.
How much rice do we actually need in the jar, Dave? How full should it be?
The jar should be as full as you can get it. So now, Davik, if you'd like to take the knife, put it into the jar of rice. I just want you to put it all the way down and just wobble it gently.
So, David, what does that feel like, putting the knife in the jar? Is it easy to go in?
Yeah, it's very easy to go in. You can kind of feel the teeny vibrations of the rice, and then it kind of feels cool.
Well, I can see from here that the knife went in really easily, Dave. Is that what we should expect?
Yeah, that's what you'd expect. It's just rice, isn't it? Okay, so now what we want you to do is just wobble that knife and keep wobbling it.
Okay, David's wobbling the knife back and forth. We can see the rice sort of shifting around it.
Do you notice anything happening to the rice, the level of the rice in the jar, David?
Is it going down?
Yeah, its level might go down a bit. So what you want to do is slowly top it up with a little bit more rice, keep it at the top and keep wobbling. And then every now and again, I want you to take the knife out and push it right to the bottom and then try and take it out again. Keep going for about 4 or 5 minutes and see if anything weird happens.
So if you want to try this at home, fill a jar to the top with basmati rice, push a knife in there and wibble it back and forward. Keep topping the rice up so it gets filled up. This is probably going to take you 5 minutes or so before you see anything happen. Let us know what you think will happen. We'll let you know what happened with our jar later on in the show.
So if you reckon you know what's going to happen, I want to see everyone out there in Radio Land.
You won't be able to see them.
Or hear them. Or everyone out there with mugs, rice and knives, sticking the knife in the jar, wiggling it around, turn the knife through 90 degrees and push it back in. Let us know what happens. And we've got
it really is awesome.
A fantastic book up for grabs for the first caller in with the right answer and an explanation of why it's happened.
It's a very student-friendly experiment, this, because all students survive on diet of rice or pasta. So
well, I've done pot noodle.
You might work with a pot noodle. I don't know. There's lots of other bits of shrapnel in there which might throw a spanner in the works. But if you reckon you know what happens, or you've had a go, you've done it, you've got the solution, you want to ask any questions about animals or animal behaviour, or you want to have a go at our teaser, what's the fastest speed that information can travel in our nervous system, the human nervous system, you can email chris@thenakedscientist.com.
And we've had one answer in on the teaser so far. Fred and Scott, doing pretty well along the right lines there. They're going in the hat, I think. We want to know, yes, how fast in miles per hour can information travel down the nerves in our bodies?